Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Pure Cringe, the podcast by and for Bravo TV lovers. I am Maria McQuaid. I am here with my delightful friend, Michelle Barczykowski. Hello, my love.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I know I always comment on how you look in these, and I feel bad because no one can ever see you, but you always have the most interesting outfit on.
Well, I've got on a caftan, but I'm
And
still in my
then
pajamas, and then like a robe by Print Fresh,
it
which
is
is like.
fascinating. Michelle is like, Michelle can rock a print. Michelle can rock two completely separate prints. I think one of them could potentially be artichokes. I could be wrong.
Yes, these are artichokes
Oh my
and
God, Michelle.
asparagus, and then this is just some Asian blue Asian flower, right?
I love the
Anyway.
contrast. So we're never going to release the video, but I'm in a baseball t-shirt with
But you're dressed for the day, right? I'm not dressed.
Yeah, that's the sad part, is that I am dressed for the day. But we are so excited to be back and hanging out together, to be talking with you guys. And we are at the very last episode of our rewatch, Michelle. We are at season one, episode 10, The Lost Footage. Can you believe that we have gone through all of these episodes already?
It's been really like emotional
It's been a roller coaster, Maria. I don't
because I
know.
worry about these people.
Do you think to yourself, like, how are they getting on in the world now? Like,
Yeah, well,
how are they existing?
I guess the it's funny to see who likes it and who doesn't like it. You like who really like Teresa's just like such a whore for all this attention. It's so crazy.
And
And
you would have
then
never thought that from the really early things. It was more, I feel like she was more just so excited to be on TV.
yes, and I think Dina like just can't wait for the whole thing to end, you know.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, I feel like Caroline has that same vibe too. Yeah, it's been interesting to kind of watch this season again for me, because I feel like dissecting it a little bit this way has uncovered a lot of stuff that I think on, and also watching with the subtitles, has uncovered things that I think I didn't really understand or I didn't recognize were important. So I feel like and especially watching this, I have never watched a Lost Footage or a Secrets Revealed or a whatever of any of the Housewives. And I feel like even though they don't really move the plot forward because the plot has ended, right? Like these are after shows, I do feel like they provide some color and some fleshing out of these people that we've seen in like 3D. Like we've only seen Caroline being like either a complete bitch or like acting super weird with a German Shepherd, or calling her daughter stupid. I think this was interesting to sort of see some of that, but especially because we know what happens with so many of them later on. I especially think that with Teresa, I don't know that I would have predicted her as the breakout star here. Would you?
No, I mean, like to see her at like the first two episodes, I was like, who's this schlep, you know, like walking around with her?
Yeah, it's gross. I don't want to live in someone else's house. It's gross. It's
It's
skeezy.
uncleanly.
Yeah. There's no cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
She's just a ribbit. Ribbit. So yeah, I think this was a fun one. And we were joking about the fact that we don't think a lot happened in this episode, but in previous episodes where we thought nothing happened, we spent quite a bit of time talking about that nothing. So we'll see how this goes. So we start the episode with everybody getting ready for Gia's recital. And so Teresa and the girls are going to the chateau so that Gia can get her hair and makeup done before her recital rehearsal, which is so interesting. I did not have that experience as a kid. We didn't go to like the salon, like your mom did your hair.
No one went to the fucking salon.
And then
It just
when you went
wasn't
to
a
dancing
thing.
school, there were ladies there who did your makeup. Like we had like old ladies with pancake makeup that were like whacking it on your face.
Like your mother did the best she could to begin
Yeah.
with, and then
My mom made me blind by pulling my hair into the tightest bun
you
possible.
were like suddenly like yes, I know.
And then the migraines began.
And
Yeah,
then
so I was
somebody else said that,
surprised.
yeah, so this idea of like going in and but really getting something that Teresa could have done herself.
I'm really
You know.
surprised. I wonder if this is a thing that she would normally do or if it's something that she did for the cameras.
I think she did it for the cameras.
Because then there's this whole these cutaways where I think you're right. She probably did do it for the cameras, where Gia is like doing a whole little like thing, where she's like, you know, of course you want the lip gloss. It brings the bling to the stage and the what I'm twerking with or whatever.
I was kind of grossed out by that.
Yeah, I think it was meant to be cute, but it was not. Like, I think that's what Teresa is going for with these girls, is that for them to be cute, but like the precociousness is like a little bit next level.
But what I can't understand, right? And maybe the way I was as a kid, I prayed every day that an adult would not notice me and talk to me and ask me questions,
Sounds
right?
like your regular day today,
It
too.
is much my regular day. I really
Yeah.
just really would just want to be under the fucking radar and hope that you never notice me. And so to look at that, to me, it just blows me away. I'm just like, do you, I don't know, did you learn how to read? Can you do math yet? Like, is this you just like performing like nonstop? And of course, I like performers, but there's something like that's not real or sincere or talented about what she does. I don't know what to say.
It feels she feels like a little bit of a parrot. Like it feels like what do they call it? Echolalia, really just repeating
Yes,
what people say.
just to
And I
reading,
feel like she
repeating what
hears
Teresa says.
Teresa. Yeah, like
Yes.
I feel like she's like hearing Teresa say things, and then she's trying to put her little spin on it.
Yeah.
And it just and I think Teresa thinks it's cute because that's how she talks. And
Yep.
so it's just reinforced. But I agree with you. I thought this was a little cringe.
Yep.
And I just, to me, I just don't want to hear little kids like talking like this. Dina is there at coincidentally, I don't know how that happened, but Dina is there getting her hair done and she's sitting next to Gia. And then Teresa shows her Gia's costume.
It was very cute.
I am so fucking jealous. The little girl in me is so mad about this costume. I thought it was so adorable. We wore the most janky ass. Like I look at pictures. And it's like a leotard with sequins, like you know those like strips of sequins, like sewn in a zigzag. I have a picture of me in a bright green leotard with purple those zigzaggy pieces of sequins, like in like a Zorro across my chest with a purple fringe around the bottom, around that leg openings in the front.
It sounds like an ice skater outfit.
It is so bad. It was for, I think it was for my semi-private, like jazz dance kind of thing. Like we had the most, we have, I'll have to show you. I have a picture of myself with a hat on that my mother used to call and my grandmother the organ grinder monkey because it literally is so bad. This is the cutest. Gia has the cutest fucking costume.
Well, I think materials have changed a lot too, because I remember like as a kid in, the dance recital outfits were they were limited, right? They were very limited. And and now the materials are, all that is so stretchy, do you know what I mean? And whatever it is you do with the sequins, that if it stretches across your bum, they're not going to fucking pop off, you know what I mean? So
It's wild to me. I feel like, Michelle, did I grow up in Little House in the Prairie? I grew up in a city. And I feel like I was like a bumpkin in comparison to Gia. My hair was done in rag curls the night before. Like, have you ever seen this? Like, hair is like your hair is wet, and then they take strips of rag. My grandmother would get old sheets and pull rags. And then you wrap the hair around the rag, and then they tie it really tight, and then you sleep like that. And then the next day, I wake up looking like you.
So my mother used to, she did try it a couple times to rag tie my curls to get rid of the frizz because,
Oh,
there was
yeah.
no product. The problem is that my hair would, in the rag curls, it would take like 12 hours to dry. So
Yes,
you'd take them
yes.
out, they were never, it just went back to frizz.
I was just gonna say, like sometimes when we would take my hair out, it smelled moldy because it had been wet for so long.
Yes, that's a problem. And then you got like you got the itch.
Gia is getting the most beautiful hair and makeup done. And she's, and honestly, I mean, I don't know if I would have liked it. And maybe that's why Gia's there too. She has the personality where she clearly enjoys this. You know, I feel about this level of pampering the way that you feel about people noticing you. It's just not my jam. And, but Gia's like, I like hot outfits.
That's really
And then she does her dance. It's predictably cute. Like there's a lot of shaking of the bum. And then she does another little confessional kind of shot where she's talking about how she has to do blah, 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 or she can't move it and groove it like she wants to. And
Like, yep.
And I'm just like, what is being said here? I'm like, is Teresa
That's your echolalia right there, right?
like,
Yeah.
is Teresa saying this shit?
She's
But it was
currently in speech therapy for her echolalia, right?
she's just walking around Rutgers. I can't move it and groove it if I don't do that. I think actually, I think she's in law school, bless her. Good luck. Then we move on to Dina, who is trying to prove to us that she has a job again. But
Bless her
she
heart.
is. She's doing wedding design. I would do quotes on that one, like wedding design.
I should show you the picture of fucking what I the picture of the thing she made. I drew it. It's
Did
just a
you?
bunch. It's I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this? So, I don't know. You see that like fucking
Oh,
scribble thing
yes.
there? Yeah, that's what she made. It was like the
We shall take
little.
a picture of that. We'll put that on our Instagram along with the post for this one.
It's like I could have done that. I you be paying how much for that?
Yeah, she says that she's designing an over-the-top wedding. Does over-the-top have to be gross? Like, I just don't understand. Like, I understand some people have money, but like, can't you design a cool wedding and be super rich? I don't get it. So she's unwrapping the linens.
Which I thought were really beautiful. I love that
I did
overlay.
too. I did too. I thought that was stunning. But every other piece that she showed, I kept thinking, is her company name Weddings by Rasputin? Like, what?
I know.
Like, it just like, my darling, come and sit with me and talk with me next to this very strange tree. Like, I just.
I have big tree like my big dick.
Yes,
Yes, yes.
you don't like it very much. But like, it felt like everything was like dour and just, I don't know what was going on there. Did you get a better sense of this? Like, is she just really talented and I don't get it?
No, she's not. She's not. So, okay. So let's just break it down. So we have like this velvet tablecloth with an overlay. The velvet tablecloth was gross. The overlay was beautiful. That could have been done on like a beautiful off-white linen under
Oh,
it to make it sort
stunning,
of
stunning.
glow. Now, and I do love like, I don't know if this is like a winter wedding because it was like the deep red roses, and which are really beautiful for winter. But the thing itself, the fucking topiary, rose topiary thing was okay. But then they added shit to it, which I was like, I what it did it, it okay, it's got
Was this
earrings
stuff?
now.
I don't understand. Like, what was all that stuff that they were adding? Just like
Crystals,
dangly things? Like, it just
fucking
looked.
crystals, like a
But they
chandelier.
just hung down in a really strange way. Like they felt like it looked like if you were putting them in your hair, they almost looked like they were falling out. Like I mean, I can understand that you want something blinged out. I mean, you know me, if it's got sparkle, I'm down. But this looked, everything just looked really odd. That's why I kept saying it was like Rasputin. I felt like, you know, it's 1920s, like the Russians are, you know, the revolution is coming. Like the walls are crumbling around us, and we have dangling crystals hanging from a topiary.
So here's the other thing that I know from weddings, right? Is when you have these massive centerpieces, you can't see the people across the room or across the table. So the whole night you're spent,
On purpose.
like
I
trying to like, did you
never
talk to
liked you
me?
anyway.
Like, yeah.
I'd have to align it with someone I didn't want to talk to. I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, I can just pretend they're not here.
Yeah, and then somebody stands up and like, they get the crystal caught in their fucking hair, and then they pull down the whole centerpiece. I mean,
How
I
much do you
don't
think?
know.
Did they say how much that terrifying tree cost?
No.
Did you notice that Dina doubled down and said that she knows that she's good at this?
She did. She
Mm,
did. And
yeah.
I almost spit out my glass of wine, but
You disagree. We respectfully disagree, Dina. I mean, honestly, I think that she has an eye because there are pieces that, and even in her home, there are situations where I'm like, oh, that piece is actually interesting. And like you said, I thought the overlay was gorgeous. That's the thing that she said she sent out for or whatever. I thought that was gorgeous. But as soon as she laid it out and I saw everything else, I really thought like, this is a demented fucking wedding. Who picked this? And I'm bummed that she doesn't show like a picture of like the completed wedding because I'd love to see that. It probably is like the Dark Lord is. Maybe it's
What
Voldemort's wedding.
Voldemort may what did her wedding look like on VH1?
That was like a very over-the-top affair.
Yeah, was it like gross centerpieces and stuff or?
Well, I don't remember seeing the centerpieces. I just remember seeing like pictures of her, and she's so pretty. And the husband actually looked a little vacant in the pictures, but I think, as we know now, he doesn't have a lot going on between the ears.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he's the one who tried to kill her and the new husband. He was accused of that,
Oh,
allegedly.
I thought that was Caroline's, one of Caroline's.
No, so
Oh,
Caroline.
no. I'm sorry. Was this to her first husband or her second husband?
This is her
Sorry.
first husband. Well, no, actually, she's been married three times. The first husband is what's her face's dad, Lexi's dad.
And is
The second husband, the wedding that was on VH1,
okay.
is the Manzo wedding.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
And then now she's married to a dude named Dave Canton.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
And so yeah, so she's third time's the charm, as they say.
Oh, the charm.
The charm. It is the charm. But yeah, not a fan of this entire layout. We then move on to Caroline's house, where she is dressed to go hunting because she's in a bright orange polo. And she's with her family in the kitchen, which is, kind of weird because we have the Snuffleupagus. We have Al there, Al Senior. And they're hanging out. She says they're a family that likes to laugh and that the kids like to spend time with them. And she's making breakfast for Snuffy. She makes him some eggs, actually, that are perfect. They look like they're going to be so runny. I'm so jealous. I watched that scene like twice and I was like, I got to go make some eggs.
Yeah, and after she talks about how much they laugh, he's like, "Well, it's good that they're perfect because you'd have to like remake them."
Yeah. And she's like, and I would. And I wasn't sure if she was serious or not.
I think he was serious. I think that he is. I've seen these wives at like the cold cut counter, like at the deli counter, and they're just like, "No, you didn't cut that right.
It's not thin
No,
enough. My husband isn't going to
it's
like
not
that.
thin enough." And like you're at like the Italian fucking store deli, like, and they always know how to cut it. It's not like Star Market, right?
So
And
it's
they're arguing with like the
Star
guy
Market.
behind it, and he's just like, "Well, okay, dear, I'll get you another one." And now by the time she's had like her fucking lunch, because she keeps like testing them, and she's
She's
all
eaten
like,
forty pieces of
and
bologna,
she's like, "And my
cup of
husband's,
cola.
that's not right for my husband." I think he's one of those husbands.
Probably. He
Yeah.
does it, I go back and forth on Al there because there are moments where he seems really cute. Like they have this really cute scene next where they're teasing him about the tattoos. And I can totally relate to this scene. It's funny because we were talking about tattoos before we even started recording. But growing up, I was raised that if you had tattoos, that meant that you went to jail. And
Or you
so,
were in the Navy.
yeah. Oh, right. Or you had been in the service.
The service.
In some branch of the service. And so it's interesting, I think, that for Al to be like, you better not get a tattoo. And even when Lauren is like, if I got a tattoo that just said daddy, would you melt or would you be mad? And he was like, he turned into like, who he reminds me of is Foghorn Leghorn. I say, I
Well,
say,
I say no, you're not gonna do
I do declare
that,
you will not get any tattoos, child. But
honestly.
there was cute, right? Like there was that whole situation. We find out that Al was out apparently having a turkey sandwich with his father-in-law while Albie Jr. was being born.
I have some thoughts on this, that if more men historically sat through and watched their wives suffer and have babies, they might put their fucking dicks away the next time, or they might just go jerk off instead of bothering their wives and
You
making a
really think
family of
so?
fucking 10. Yes. It's not pretty. It's really fun to get it in there, but coming out, no matter how it comes out, it's not pretty.
I wonder though if it would just make them stop fucking their wives.
Yes, that's it. Stop fucking your wives. And go jerk off or fuck
Oh,
someone
so that's what we're
else.
trying to do. We're
You were
trying to get
trying to
them to
do
stop.
that.
Okay.
Yes. Dear God. That's like, I
Yeah, because
mean,
that would turn me right off. I'd be terrified. I'd be like, what the fuck?
No, you sit there and you fucking watch it. I had two C-sections, and Brian actually couldn't watch. And he's like way into like, he could probably watch like one of those fucking open heart surgeries on
He's
TV.
so cute.
And he was just like, "I'm gonna stay behind the
He's
sheet."
like, I'm going to hang up here at Michelle's head. This is my favorite part of her anyway. We're just going to chill up here with this part. Just going to keep an eye on this part,
Just when the baby's clean, just show it up like here.
Happy to take a picture with the baby. Click. Thanks. Just do a selfie. But yeah, I thought it felt like when he was saying that, I honestly can't imagine. It's funny, growing up, that was like a rare thing if somebody said they were in the room. Now I think it's a more rare thing for somebody to say that they're not.
See, I think my dad would have liked to have been in the room, but I just don't think they allowed him.
Probably not back then.
No. And also then I found out my mother had like all her babies like under like some hypnotic drug. Because that was like a thing that they did. Probably you were born that way too.
Would explain quite a bit.
A lot, right?
Would
A
explain
lot.
a shitload if that
Yep.
was the case. I think all I know about my birth was that I was born breech, and it was back in the day before they turned you around, so I came out the wrong
Oh,
way.
honey,
Face
I
I
don't know
came out
about
face
that
first.
turnaround thing. I don't know. That's just, oh, I've heard people talk about that.
Yeah, I think
Can't
the
you just have a
turnaround could fuck
C-section?
stuff up. I think the turnaround fucks stuff up. But yeah,
Can't you just have a C-section for that for a breach?
I now I think you can, but back then it was not a thing. She had a C-section with Michael.
Yeah. What
With
was
my
that like an
brother too.
emergency situation?
No, I think it was because of what happened with me that they decided they were going to have a C-section, and then the Michael was like face down or something, and the doctor was not a very good doctor, and he cut Michael. He has a scar on his back.
Well, it's a good thing he was turned
That's why we're like, shit, I'm like, you could
that
have fucked my brother's face up. I'll
way.
kill you.
Oh,
I'll kill you, yo. That was
oh.
before people sued people. But yeah, I have to say, I kind of do like Al. He reminds me a little bit of people in my family. You know, like the kind of person who like busts your balls,
Yeah, and he doesn't
but
have
is
like
like
a lot
nice.
to say, but it's like
Yes.
it's everything he says means something.
Right. Like Uncle Al, we're gonna call him because he
Yep.
definitely fits into the family.
Yep.
So then we have this scene with actually a bunch of the ladies. It's with Danielle, Teresa, and Jacqueline. And so it starts at Danielle's house, and she calls Jacqueline and invites her to the park. I gotta say, there's only been a couple of scenes on the phone between Jacqueline and Danielle, and every time, Jacqueline literally, it feels so obvious to me that Jacqueline doesn't want to talk to her.
It does. It does. She
I don't know why she doesn't hear the like
couldn't be
the
any
her
more
voice.
curt, right? Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, she does not want to talk to her. But Danielle says that something is off with her friendship. Really? You don't say.
Finally getting that now?
Yeah, like, fuck, people in undiscovered countries know this. So she doesn't, apparently, Jacqueline has stopped returning calls and texts.
No, wait, was this after Jacqueline had the baby or before she was pregnant? Like at
This is
this.
before she's pregnant.
Okay, so she's already like had enough. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is before the table flip.
Yep.
Chronologically. And so Danielle is saying she feels alienated, and she says that she's like replaying every interaction that they've had in her head with Jacqueline, looking for the reason. But she knows it's not her. More denial, right? So it must be something being done behind her back. Yeah, I can't believe that it's like there isn't a part of her that like even takes a tiny bit of responsibility. I'm not saying everything is her fault. I don't think that at all. But I think it's just so striking to me that she doesn't take any responsibility
Nothing. Nothing. It's
ever.
crazy.
Like, it's like she holds, like, she has no accountability for her own life. It's very weird. And so they meet at the park, which looks almost exactly like a park in Falmouth, Mass, that I once went to a birthday party at. It's like one of those ones where you're sitting there and there's bugs everywhere. It's just horrible. And you know, J Jacqueline is sitting at a table. Did you see her purse? You know, I'm a purse hound. She had the biggest, it was like luggage.
Oh,
It
yes,
was
I did see
huge. I mean, like, I like a big purse. I'm not saying I don't. This is the kind of thing where you could take, like, we're recording this. I mean, my computer is a, what is it, 17 inches? It's massive.
Yeah.
This plus other things could have fit in Jacqueline's purse.
Well, that was also the style at the time, right? And that was
But
to
it's
just have like these
full.
massive, I know, and I don't know, like,
What's inside?
I had massive purses too. I don't know what the fuck was in there. I probably my 17-inch laptop, really. I mean,
Truly, like, what the absolute fuck is inside these bags? I mean, unless it's snacks, I disapprove.
I don't think she eats.
No, true. It actually looks like a B. Mikowski bag from QVC. You know, one of those, like,
Yeah.
it's a B. Mikowski big silver leather bag, like a big, like a diaper bag, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like if there's a such a thing as a B. Mikowski diaper bag, that is it. And then Danielle, I mean, she has no, and I think you've said this before, she just doesn't have any couth, right? She just dives right in. She has no, like, the segue is foreign to her. The conversation is unknown to Danielle. She only knows how to like come in
Yeah.
and say things. It's like she's a switch is turned on, and she comes in and she's bringing up rumors that she's heard from her friend Karen, like around town,
Yep.
and that people have been saying that Danielle sleeps with other people's husbands. And Danielle says the accusations cut like a knife. So she doesn't want to address them like one by one. And it's a weird scene here, Michelle. Like Jacqueline says that she didn't feel comfortable bringing them to Danielle. I don't
Right.
believe that to be the case at all. I feel like she keeps her glasses on the whole time,
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
Yeah. It, but you can
Those.
see how glazed she looks, right? She's just like, she's gritting her teeth. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like trying to get, she, I feel like she's just trying to get, I know it sounds weird, like just trying to get through the scene.
Yeah. Just trying to get through it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to get this through this scene with her. And she says she didn't feel comfortable addressing them and that the rumors had come to Chris.
Well, and that's a big problem. That's a
Did you
big
know? So
problem.
that I thought was kind of revelatory. I did not know that. I had no idea that Chris knew about this stuff from separate sources. And of course, those sources had to be Caroline and Dina, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I, they're all fucking interconnected somehow, right? I mean, everybody knows everybody. So yeah. So, I mean, and that is like a different story. Like when these rumors, like when you have like a questionable friend, and then your spouse hears things about them, that opens up another realm altogether, because now you're involving somebody else's feelings, and you're like disrupting the household, and you know, this, yeah, that's like another.
That's, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I did, and it also it puts some color too on the way that he behaves at the table flip
Yes.
dinner.
Yeah.
At the end, when he's like trying to be peacemaker, I'm even more surprised now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think he, well, yeah, I think he's a nice guy, and I think he realizes that, you know, maybe there is something Jacqueline likes about Danielle, or, you know, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, maybe Danielle is one of these people who's like suddenly very redeeming, and then you like her for 10 minutes.
Yeah, because I mean, it's interesting to me that he says to Jacqueline he doesn't want her to hang out with her anymore,
Yeah.
but then changes his tune by that time. You know, maybe he spends
Yeah.
time with her. Maybe he feels like he, to your point, maybe he feels like he knows her better. But it's interesting, really, because of how he was at the reunion that the rumors would have come to him, and that he would be the one. I didn't think for a second that he was the one who was telling Jacqueline not to hang out with her. I really thought it was just Dina and Jacqueline. I mean, excuse me, Dina and Caroline.
Oh, yeah, so it makes sense, like why it would weigh so heavily on
Yeah.
Jacqueline. Yeah.
Now, yeah, and it's interesting because of course I never would have watched this lost footage
Right.
episode, so I would not have known that.
Right.
So that's what this was cool to find out. And then Teresa says that she's only known Danielle for a couple of months, and she's over at the table too, at that little picnic table where the spiders are and the
Yep.
ticks. And
Uh-huh.
she's those ticks and the spiders are loving it. She's only known her for a couple of months. And so that also was helpful.
Yes.
To sort of put everything in context, because I know we've had this conversation of like, how long did they know each other? Were they friends? You know, how long did they hang out?
Yeah, so
So,
Danielle was really just thrown into this situation. But some people really did a lot of research on her, I have to say, right? A couple months and all this is coming out.
And that's the thing, like, you know, because Teresa doesn't have anything invested,
Right.
right? She, it's easy for her to walk away because of the rumors. And so that was, I thought that was good color on the length of friendship and friendship. And then Danielle says she's uncomfortable with people talking about her without coming to her directly. And she says she doesn't know how people know what she does when she's always at home. She's at home with her dog, and her daughters. And then Jacqueline says, you should explain this to my husband.
Yeah, I like that line. I like that line. But you know, maybe Danielle just likes to rehash things over and over again, and she feels like she's got to convince people of things. But there are some times when like you just don't want to go to somebody with something you heard about them. Maybe you just want to like let it lie and, you know, see how it plays out, or just it's just easier not to talk about it, you know.
You're
I mean,
probably
Danielle's
right,
digging her own
also.
fucking grave every time she says, come to me and talk to me about it, because you're going to find out she's just more of like an emotional idiot.
She's an emotional vampire. You're right, I think, though. I think it looks to me like they are seeing or hearing, excuse me, so many rumors about Danielle. I mean, you go to her about all of them? Some of them?
Yeah. What do you
Which
pick?
one
How
is
do
it? Is it
you.
the one where she's the prostitution whore? Is it the one where she's the kidnapper? Is it the one where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're right. I'm sure there are, there's a, it feels like there's a swirl here around her. And yeah, I don't know that I would bring it up to, and to be fair too, I don't think anybody is invested enough in Danielle, no matter, even though Jacqueline says that she's her friend. I don't believe that anyone is invested enough in Danielle that they would actually give a fuck enough to have the tough conversation to be like, you know, hey, Michelle, I know this is going to be fucked up and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I feel like there's some stuff that you should know.
Right. Well,
Having
do
a
you
hard
think
conversation.
this is like before somebody discovered the book or as they're,
It has to be,
was it the
because
catalyst for someone wanting to go out and
yeah,
find?
I want to say, because they would have mentioned the book specifically.
Yeah. So this was like a precursor to the book. So, yeah.
I bet you the book has been discovered. I bet you Jacqueline has already seen it,
Yeah.
but I bet you that that hasn't gotten back to Danielle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if it had, then they, then you know Danielle would be saying the book, the book, the book, the book, the book, and then of course whoever that guy is, Todrick Hall, whatever, will be under the fucking table holding it out, which I still can't, I can't get over that. But yeah, I feel like this whole situation, this whole scene, I think was good color on Chris, because Jacqueline is saying you should explain this to my husband. Danielle says he needs a chance to get to know me better, so clearly he doesn't know her well. Jacqueline says Danielle was
Know her
hurt.
well. Like, this is the other thing, Danielle. Like, I don't want to know all of my husband's friends that well, and he doesn't want to know all of my friends that well. I mean, you know what I
Just
mean?
me.
There are times when you get involved in certain circles and other times where it's just your thing, and that's fine. So why?
Well, I think because she senses it as a need for permission. Like, I think she senses Chris needing to know her better to allow Jacqueline to hang out with her.
But also too, the other thing about Danielle is we can go back to like sorry, part of the reunion. Was it sorry, well, I'm losing my thought here, but she was oh sorry, never mind. We'll keep moving. It
No,
was
it's okay.
something about Danielle and her need to never mind.
She
I'm
needs
like,
approval. I mean,
oh,
that's a thing.
it
You're
was the
right.
never mind. You know what? I'm skipping ahead. I'm sorry. I'm
That's
skipping
okay.
ahead to like the next season, which we're not covering,
No, don't get all sexy on us and move
but
on
it
to the
is
next season.
more, it's more color for how she feels about how she likes to just leech on to people and be part of their thing to move herself forward.
Because she, I think to your point, she doesn't have a way to move herself forward on her own.
Right.
And I think that she is codependent in that way as a
Yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she does. She's saying that she needs approval. I mean, who needs approval? Like, I hope that Brian likes me. If he doesn't like me, okay. But like, I hope he does, because I like him. If
You
I
and I are
didn't
kind of
like him,
special like that, though, Maria. You and I kind of, you know, we don't, there's only so many fucks we have in our bank to give. You know
yeah.
what
I mean, like
I
I would, I want him to like me for sure, but like I, you know, it's not like I'm going to be like sitting someplace going like, I just really need Brian's approval. But I think because Danielle has been literally sh shut out of Jacqueline's life, she perceives it that way, and that's how Jacqueline has handled
But
it,
you know,
right?
Brian loves you, right?
No, and I love Brian. I'd be more bummed because I like him so much. If he didn't like me, I'd be heartbroken because I like him so much. And then I probably would want his approval, actually, if I'm we're being honest now. But it's weird because then Danielle says, you know, if it didn't come from me, it didn't happen. So like I don't understand like what she wants them to do, like check in with her every time this happens. It's so weird.
Hold on, I have a lot of hair to pull. I'm just gonna start pulling it out right now.
Yeah,
All
just, I
right.
mean, really, just start at the back so it doesn't wreck your whole
Wait,
look.
I found a stick. I'm gonna poke my eyes out. That's even better. Hold on.
Like, it's so fucked up. I don't understand. And then even Teresa, who has half of a brain on a good day, says it's hard to tell someone that you don't want to, you know, to hurt their feelings. You can't just tell them stuff like this.
Because then it's like a whole other fucking conversation where Danielle would then have to settle herself with the fact that she's never going to settle with like that somebody doesn't like her, you know?
And it's weird. It's so interesting to me how Danielle looks at this whole situation and doesn't see any of the cues that are happening.
No
And
social
while she
cues.
sees them, like she tells them to us,
But I think she only sees them in retrospect,
yes, I don't
not real
think in the
time.
moment she was aware of them. because she's telling us like, oh, and you know, she stopped calling me, and this, when somebody stops calling you, I mean, in the moment, that's a signal. That's a, you know, that's a holy nugget for you to act on or not. And yeah, that there's no resolve to this entire scene. I can see why they didn't add it, you know, into the actual show. It's interesting though to hear that stuff about Chris and to get more context around the way that both Teresa and Jacqueline feel about these rumors. But this scene was really hard because I felt like watching it was like, it was like watching Danielle like throw herself almost, or like, or in a weird way beg for their friendship, or especially with Jacqueline. I mean, maybe not so much with Teresa, but like she is putting all her eggs in the basket of Jacqueline. She is buying season tickets to Jacqueline.
She is. And you know, and I remember like one of my kids when he was like maybe like 8 or 9, and I remember saying to him like, you cannot will somebody to like you or to see something your way. It's you can't will that. You can't talk to them about it and convince them enough. At some point you just have to realize it's not going to happen. And then once he figured that out, he was just like, things became a lot easier for him. But now, you know, she's a grown woman and she's just not. And it's not taking no for an answer. It's that she's missing something.
You know, I think part of it is social media too. Like we talked about on the last episode when we talked about a little bit about Danielle, and you and I have talked about this, I think, privately too, the idea that she has people who follow her on whatever the gram, the whatever the things are, who reinforce her own delusion about how fabulous she is. And it's not like people, you know, there's always people who are going to reinforce that. That's why American Idol exists, right? And so I think that that's when she hears that, she doesn't hear any of the criticism. She hears the reinforcing of how great she is. And so she just holds on to that.
And sorry, what's doesn't she have an OnlyFans page?
Yes, yes. I'm sure you can also get a cameo from her. Maybe for Christmas, Michelle, I'll get you a cameo from Danielle talking about her daughters
Oh
to
yeah,
you.
love that.
So yeah, this scene was good. The next scene though, Michelle, I'm super hoping that you do not really want to talk about this. It is Dina's cat
I don't.
gets a
I
bath.
don't. I
Awesome.
don't. So
Love.
you know what? It the thunderstorm
Fuck that
comes,
bitch. Yeah.
they break up the party, the French fry cat has a bath, and now we're on to the grocery store. Okay.
Can't. When I saw that, I literally wrote, hoping Michelle doesn't want to talk about this. Just, I can't.
Dear
I mean,
God.
yeah, I mean, thankfully it was only a couple of minutes, but yeah, then we go food shopping with Lauren and Caroline, which I always think is funny. Like people act really crazy during food shopping. Like it's funny when they want food or they're hangry. So there's a whole situation where, you know, Caroline is talking about how Lauren wants to be a stay-at-home mom and wants to be a housewife, and how there aren't a lot of people left in the world who want to do that, which is true. But it's interesting. It's like, I wonder if part of this is because she has been repeatedly told her whole life that she's not very intelligent.
I don't know. It could just also be a cultural thing, Maria, you know,
I mean,
some.
yeah, that I would be surprised because look at that family. I mean, almost all of the people do some kind of work. And even Caroline, like she supports, you know, Al at the Brownstone and does stuff there. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it feels cultural to Lauren, like the idea of being a traditional, like a Italian mom. I don't know.
The problem
There's
is
something
that
gross about that
even
for
if you
me.
have like this great career, and once you like, you know, start throwing kids into the picture, you fall into this traditional mom, whether you like it or not. There's many elements of that because who the fuck else is going to take care of you? Well, you could pay somebody to do it, which is incredibly expensive. But then also you sort of get this attitude of like, well, can I rearrange my life so that because I could do it better. That's sort of how I feel about a lot of things. Like I spent a lot of time rearranging all my work so that I could, you know, do it better than anyone else.
Well, I think I was just going to say, I'm like, in a situation like that, where you have a successful career and then you have children, I don't know how anybody balances that and keeps their sanity at at some level, because you're having to wear so many hats, and then you get what's left over. You get the dregs
Yep, leftovers,
left
that's
over
right.
for yourself
Yep.
in terms of time. And I
A
mean,
little bit of rice at the bottom
even
of the pot, that's
I was
all
just going to
left me,
say,
yeah.
even food, right? Like, it's like what's left over is like what the mom eats. I can't fight. She cooks it, and then this is why I didn't become a mom. I'm telling you, I always thought it was a shitty job.
It is a shitty job, starting with the diapers. Yes.
Yeah, but the truth is, I think that I do think there's a part of Lauren that at this time in her life doesn't know what she wants to do.
Yeah, that's what I think. And so maybe like being a traditional mom, and I also do think that a lot of young girls, they do want to be a mom. And I, you know, that's not a bad goal to have. I mean, some people just really want like a family. They want to continue their
They want to
family,
manage the family.
and they have a really strong family, you know, they really, and that's very important to them, which I admire, you know, that they all stick together like that. So, you know, again, I should have had more kids. It would have been like really good for us in a lot of ways. There's just like a safety in
Think
numbers kind of thing. You become like your own
right.
little tribe.
You're on your own baseball team?
Yep. Yeah. Well, next. I really
You
hated
become
that scene.
Your own baseball team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I thought it was cute, the scene with them. I thought it was hilarious when they were talking about the milk and like, was she going to drink the milk? It was very relatable, like the fact that, you know, your mother would be like, eat what we have in the fucking house. But I will say what I found the most entertaining about the entire thing, the entire scene, was Lauren's hair clip. Her
Doing
fucking idiotic little baby doll,
and
Betty Boop hair clip. And her hideous, I mean, wow, who was fucking designing for Tori Burch back then?
oh, I
Wow,
know,
was that bag ugly? Wow, that is
yeah, that was
not.
Tory Burch designing for Tory Burch.
Thank God she's moved on, and there's, or he's, they, whatever. That is not a pretty purse.
No,
That was not cute. But Caroline actually looks beautiful in the cutaways. Did you notice this in her confessionals when she's talking about Lauren
because
in
she
these
got her
scenes?
eyebrows done.
Yeah, she's
That's what
wearing
I
like a
think.
white top with like pale blue,
Yeah.
and her eyebrows have been drawn in. Her hair looks good. And it's almost like there's like a soft focus. She looks so pretty.
Yeah, she got like a Cybill Shepherd thing happening.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't use more outtakes of her looking like that rather than the one where her hair is plastered to her head and she has the big tits wrapped in gold lame.
No, I mean maybe the cutaways just weren't relevant, but
She looks beautiful in this
yeah,
one.
she does. She is a good looking woman. I mean, she is. But the whole grocery store thing, I thought it reinforced Caroline's like, you know, control thing. You know, she was
She
I
controls what
mean,
they eat. Yeah.
yeah, and I understand she's the one buying it, she's the one cooking it, but it's also I just thought it was like a little nitpicky. I don't know. I think I'm just a little bit more of a peacemaker. I'd really like for you to eat what's at home, but you know, you can have this, but promise me that you're gonna, you know, I'm like a negotiator like that.
Well, so I think that you're the exact, you're diametrically opposed from Caroline. I think you are super laid back. I
I'm
think she
not
is,
really, I'm not laid back.
I think she is super controlling. My mom is like in the middle. Like there were elements of, we have this at home.
Yep.
And then, but she could be worn down. You know what I mean? Like
She
I
could
could
be
be
worn down.
like
Yeah.
after coming back 3 or 4 times with the milk, she would have just taken the milk and put it in the fucking
I
thing.
love
She,
that. I loved how she just got the milk. You know, I just
yeah.
had this conversation with like Liam this weekend. It was something that I cooked this week. Everybody liked it, and he was gonna go make his own fucking thing. And I said, pal, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, there's more dishes that you don't clean. You know, it's like not good enough to just put it in the sink and let it soak. And I already have this food. Like, the point is that I want the food to go away in our bellies and not down the drain, right? Like I was, this is the thing, I was trying to just sort of like get everything out of the fridge that was still
Yeah.
good. And you know, so you go through these, and he was really mad at me. I was like, fuck off. Just, you know, you
Yeah.
like this other option. Just, you're just doing it because you feel like doing it. I don't know.
Well, I think that's, it is like a sort of child thing. And there is that push and pull that you see with Caroline and Lauren too. Like the
Yeah.
idea of like, I want this. No, you don't. You're not going to eat it. Yes, I will. How do you know? Yeah. What? And then she starts talking about that She's on the anorexia diet.
And like two bowls of cereal a day. Why is she eating that cereal?
I don't know, but it sounds delicious. I am down for this diet, but I would like 2 bowls of cereal at every meal, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like some Fruit Loops and
Oh, Fruity Pebbles, please. And
Lucky
maybe some crunch
Charms.
berries. This all sounds good. But yeah, this was a cute scene, but they always make it gross at the end. And then the next scene, another scene that, like, honestly, I felt like it was 100% a throwaway. I don't really have anything to say about, but I'm curious if you do, is the house hunting scene with Dina and Caroline.
Yeah, again, more Caroline controlling the
Yeah.
narrative, just reinforcing that, and then Dina talking about her husband and like what he will and will not spend. Sorry, why do they need a new house anyway? What's
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I was like, you need a bigger house for the Huda Wuda?
yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm not. She wants to be able to entertain now that she's going to be, home. She wants to be able to entertain and do stuff like that potentially. I have no idea. She's not going to have any more kids.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she could just like knock down some walls in her house and,
Burn
I
it
don't
from the
know.
inside out with a flamethrower? Yeah, maybe. Maybe she could hit it with a flamethrower.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
Anyway.
she and she finds a house that she does not like from the outside, but the inside is actually really nice.
We fucking paint it.
Well, I mean, I don't understand. When you have that kind of money, you gut it, right? You do whatever you want to it. You just find,
I mean,
it
you don't
just.
like the well. Here's the thing, right? Because like I'm in like rental properties, right? Like
Yeah.
this is the thing. If I ever have something that like needs to be rented, I never show it until it's done or enough done where, so because people just look at things and they can't see through. Oh, like that wall looks like shit. Well, yeah, it's gonna get painted like the rest of the walls. Do you know what I mean? Or
Right.
the sink is like janky. Well, yeah,
I
I'm
see what
gonna
you're saying.
replace the sink. So people just can't see beyond that, Like you tell them it's gonna be X, Y, and Z, and they're just like, yeah, I'm gonna move on. So it's, she just has for all the vision she says she has, which what that house needed was rose topiaries on the pillars in the front. That's what it needed. It's
I
fucking
honestly, like,
weird.
I don't even understand, like, her taste. It's really, because the house that she's in now, I think, is weird looking.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she even was looking at another house that was also kind of strange.
I actually like Danielle's house the best.
I mean, too, I do love her Franken Castle. I
Yeah.
do. I like
Yeah.
that.
I like the inside. I think it's, a little bit more
She's a lot of
modern.
carpet. She has a lot of wall-to-wall carpet.
Capish. Yeah.
A lot of wall-to-wall carpet. But yeah, that's my favorite house too. I think that I do feel like, honestly though, that Jacqueline and Chris Larita have the best backyard though. Remember from that carnival?
Yes, they do. Yeah,
Yeah, they have the
beautiful.
best backyard for sure. Best backyard goes to. So the next scene is Caroline and Albie out to dinner with the kids at Chinese.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it, Maria. I don't know what
Married for 24 years, they get a scorpion bowl. They act like they've never seen a scorpion bowl in their lives.
Yeah.
And you know what I instantly thought about, Michelle, is that was it our prom or was it semi-formal when you let your fingernails on fire in a scorpion bowl at the Kowloon in Saugus?
I think it was a semi-formal. Was it like a Christmas semi-formal?
Yeah, it was in December. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Christmas formal.
I remember that. Because every time I would go to the Kowloon, I would tell the story about you lighting your fake nails on
My fake
fire.
nails, yeah.
I
Where did I get fake nails? Did I actually go somewhere and get them like
if you had them
acrylics?
done or if they were press-ons.
I never did press on. I only did recently did press ons because now they're really good, but I
Yeah, they're
can't.
really good now.
Yeah, I
But yeah, I
can't.
don't know what they were, but they were on fire.
Yeah, I must have gotten acrylics.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They were cooking. You were
Interesting.
heating those. Yep.
Yeah.
You were heating those up before taking a snack. So there was a cute chat about, like, double dates for Albie and Chris. And then they freak out when they hear that Lauren dated a 24-year-old. And then Chris, who I think is so funny. Like, if I had to hang out with any of the Manzo kids, I think Chris is really
Chris,
funny
yeah.
because he was like, "Do his kids like you?" Like, alluding to the fact that he's so old. And so that was just that scene. It was super quick.
I had a really hard time though with like the choice of restaurant that they went out for their anniversary because they own
Yeah.
the Brownstone, which is fancy.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I have to be honest with you, like, if I decided for my kids to join us for our anniversary, they'd be like, are you, it's not Abe and Louie's. It's not a steakhouse.
It's not like a
Not the
someplace that
Capital
feels
fucking grill.
special. Well,
Yeah. They're
something a
like,
place, yeah, it has to be someplace that would feel special, right? It's your anniversary. It's like
yeah. What's special about like the
the
Chinese?
place down the street. I mean, I love, not to say I haven't eaten so much Chinese in my life, and may even order it tonight now that I've said the word a couple of times.
Yeah,
It's
I
already in
remember
my it's in my psyche.
I went to this Chinese wedding once years
Ooh.
ago, and I realized that like there's all this other food that like they have that like is not on the menu. And I remember like it was like the most amazing fucking food they brought out. And so then next time I'd go to like a Chinese restaurant and you'd see other Chinese families there, they'd always order some shit that was not on the menu. And then you'd ask for it, like, what are they
Oh.
having? They'd be like, no, what? No, you have this.
Yeah, oh, they're like, yeah, you shut up.
Wait a minute,
If
though. Wait
you spoke
a
the language, we'd get you the cool shit.
minute.
Yeah, there's always something. There's always like a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like a lot of restaurants are like that. If you knew what to order, you could order it.
Yes.
If you
Like,
knew
you know
how
that
to
they've got
order.
it in the back, right? Yeah.
Yeah, or you know that they can make it special.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that's it was a strange choice to do something like that.
I thought so.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is special, but it didn't feel special to me really.
It might have been a cheap choice.
Yeah, I mean, and they have more money than Jesus. I don't think they needed to do a cheap choice. The next scene is another. I mean, I will say this was easy to watch because there were like three or four scenes that were like where like absolutely nothing happened. So it was just very easy to sort of look at it and go like, okay, I can sum up this scene in one sentence. Jacqueline at home with her parents making dinner. They play a game at dinner.
Yeah, I have Jacqueline's house with her parents, meatballs, card question game on table. Sorry, that
See?
page is done.
Boom. See? Efficiency, friends. Efficiency. We don't waste your fucking time. So then Teresa is at Alchemy with Dina. Can we talk for a minute about the Louis Vuitton that Teresa has on?
Yep,
Did you see it?
I did.
So I don't want to sound like Luann, who said like even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes, to Alex McCord about her Herman Munster boots, but like, or maybe it's just Teresa and she does this to things. Some people do this to clothes. I feel like Teresa makes everything like a little tacky,
Yeah.
just a little bit, just a little bit. Because there was just something about that purse. I didn't like the fact that it had the plastic, and it had. Oof, I just didn't. I mean, of all the purse of Louis Vuittons you could pick,
Yeah,
of all the styles,
yeah. I don't, yeah, it just, she's weird. She's weird. I, or, you know, you wonder like, is there something she added to it to
I mean,
make
Michelle,
it gross?
I learned my Louis Vuitton from you.
Oh, the one I've ever had.
Yes, when we were in high school, Michelle had a Louis Vuitton Speedy. I think it was a Speedy 25 or 30. Can't remember.
Don't know, it's like the horse feed bag.
Yeah, if it was the smaller one or the
It was the
medium sized
bigger, it was
one.
the big one.
I think you might have had like a 30 or 35 then. And Michelle always looked very cool when we were in high school. And so Michelle had a Louis Vuitton. And so if Michelle had something, I secretly very much wanted that thing. Whatever that thing was. And so I asked for it for Christmas. And my dad got it for me, which he was
Oh my
like
God.
fucking stunned at how much it cost, but he
Yep.
got it for me. And like that was my entry into like Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Now I have become like a psycho, bag collector, but I don't understand knowing even in the 90s the styles that were out, the styles that even now are like things that are still worth like 5,000, why she has like the most, and it looks fake to me, but it probably isn't, but it just looks so stupid and she looks gross and she just, I don't understand her entire look. Like if she has this kind of money, did they not have stylists?
No one then had stylists. And well, let's talk about the store that they were in, that junky little store, that junky
Oh,
boutique.
Jesus,
There
yes.
was really no one did like a lot of nice displays. And then did you see the shit that they were buying?
What
Like
happened? What was that ring that like was gross. Teresa thought it was gross. Then Dina said it was good, and she was like, okay, I'll buy it.
Yeah, and then like at the end there was like this pile of t-shirts with like a $2,000 bill, and I was like, what kind, what the fuck? Anyway.
I was very confused. This store was not cute. I can't think of a store in real life that is like a parallel to this that we would both know. It was
I've
like a
seen I
demented TJ Maxx, but it was like a boutique.
yeah, and I've seen this. Like I've been in these stores before. I don't think they're still in existence, but
I feel like there's one in Wakefield, in downtown Wakefield. But
oh.
like just like a little like kind of
What's the name of it? Is it like,
Connie went to it
is
and
it like
she my
Rada
mother
or something,
it
or
I don't know what it was. She brought home the most unattractive clothes and it was the whole everything was the same like outfit. It was like a shell with a flyaway jacket, a shell with a flyaway jacket, all different color combinations. I was like, you're taking that crap back. That is not cute. That is very cheap.
what's a flyaway jacket?
It's like a jacket that doesn't close. It's those ones that are just open with all the fabric. You know, it's like a cardigan.
Oh, with like the, and it's sort of
Yeah, like gathers all the way
gathers,
down.
yeah, the
There's no
gather.
way to close it. But and Teresa says on a typical day that she could spend a few hundred or a few thousand. I couldn't spend $20 there, but she spends $2,009.25.
On t-shirts.
As they say, garbage.
Yeah.
And then we moved to another scene that just reminded me of high school, which is just basically Jacqueline and Chris at home having wine in the cellar. Ashley gets money. What did you have down?
Back to Jacqueline's having wine in the cave. Ashley comes looking for dollar signs. Yeah.
Yes, I wrote dollar sign too. Michelle and I are so lazy, you guys, that we can't even write the word money. Yeah, it was a very, very like throwaway scene. Honestly, you guys know how I feel about Ashley, the nothing burger. So the less said about her, the better. The less hate
Nothing burger
mail,
with cheese. Yep.
yeah, the
Yeah.
less hate mail we'll get.
Actually,
So
I think Liam is now referring to people he doesn't like as nothing burger with cheese.
Liam is my total one. Liam is the president and the only member of my fan club. Just, you know, he literally is the only, he's the only one who paid his dues. He's the best. And then we have a scene that actually I perked up
Oh, the
because
Meadowlands, yeah.
yes. So the carnival at the Meadowlands, number one, because I've seen the Grateful Dead at the Meadowlands.
Oh, okay.
So that
Yeah.
was fun.
Now, this is my
Now,
jam, though. This is a fun family thing to do, right?
Michelle, can we please find this? Is this a thing that we can do? Can I be
Well,
like the fifth member of the family? I
there
want
is
to
the
go home.
Topsfield Fair, but I don't think it's that fun.
Do they have pig races?
The
Did you know
Topsfield
pig races
Fair
were a
has animals.
thing?
Yeah, I did. But the
I didn't
Topsfield Fair
know.
has pigs.
They do? I have never been.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, we're gonna see the, it's always like high season for you though in Salem. It's
Yes,
like probably
yes.
really, and it only goes on for a week. And it's one of these things that you really want to go in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day when
Yes.
nobody else is there. We should
Yeah.
try that next year. Like go on
Yeah,
like
I'll take a day off.
a Wednesday at like 11 a.m.
I would love that.
But you know, yeah, this did look like a lot of fun. And you know, and I love how she says like somebody always throws up by the end of the night. That would be me after like the cotton candy and the corn
Yes.
dog. What other kind of shit would I eat there? I don't
Oh
know.
my God.
Something with whipped cream.
You know what I love is when you can get a funnel cake
Oh God, don't say
or
it. I love
fried
them.
dough.
Oh yeah. Yep. Love it.
Love, love, love fried dough. Actually, I'm going to Florida in early January with some friends. We're going to go to Epcot and we're going to try
Oh.
and eat and drink around the world.
Yes, Epcot is really fun to eat. I mean, I'm not really interested in anything else there except the fireworks every night that are like,
And shopping, maybe some shopping.
and some shopping and like the eating.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not awesome for kids, I don't think.
No, it's, you know, it's funny. It's very much like Salem now. Like it's just, you know, it's just packed with people.
Yeah.
There's vendors on every corner. You know, there's fried Oreos and there's street meat. There's all kinds of, you know, there's all kinds of stuff happening.
If you go to the North End, like St. Anthony's, like in the North End, right? Like for
Yeah.
that festival, there are these little small fried dough things. They're almost like these little tiny balls, and they're better. And they're the same premise, though. I don't know what they're called, but they're so good.
The Greeks do something like that. That's called loukoumatis. It's
Yes, it's like a loukoumatis, yes.
yeah, the balls, and then they do the honey, and then was it ground walnuts or something,
But
or
this is just like
almonds or something.
powdered sugar, you know, over it.
I love the sound of that.
Yeah. No,
Let's
no
do
one's have
that.
any like allergic reactions with the fucking walnuts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look, let's have a nut-free party. But yeah, I thought this looked like a blast.
Yeah, I
Like
loved
even
it.
just watching it. And also, I have to do the shout out for Dolores Catania.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh
Yeah,
my
right
God,
there.
Dolores, I
She looked
fucking love.
good.
She is so pretty, just naturally.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And that's her little boy, Frankie, grows up
Oh,
to be
yeah.
this fox, this total gorgeous guy. He's like, I mean, now he's in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
And he's like stunning. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And her daughter was there too. I can't remember what her name was. Is. She's a vet. She's a
Oh,
veterinarian.
okay.
And Dolores has a dog named Dog. She calls
Dog.
him Dog. Did you shit on the floor again, Dog? But yeah, I would love to go to the Meadowlands Fair with Dina and Dolores and the
Yeah,
kids. So
Dina
fun.
really was into the pig races. I mean, she really liked it.
It's like she knew one of them personally. She might have been maybe her first husband.
That one is going to be on my table tomorrow. Going to be my frying pan.
He's Greek. And so then we have another really cute scene, which is Caroline watching the boys playing softball.
Oh, I hated this. I thought it
No,
was
you
just
didn't like
so.
it?
No, she's so fucking obnoxious.
Well, I just thought it was funny. And now, you know, it's whenever we talk about this, when and it's so funny, I think it's a theme because you're so perceptive, excuse me, about stuff like this. I am not. But you called it very early on with Caroline about her being controlling. Very early on in the series. And every scene, whenever I go through my notes and I read them, I'm always like, oh shit, yeah, Michelle's gonna catch this. Yep. And so this was another one where I was like, fuck, Michelle's got her number on this one too. Because she
Yeah.
goes to practices and games, all of them, she says. And Lauren tells us that Albie is a ladies' man. Chris says, as far as looks go, he's in Little League. And that Albie is A-Rod and Babe Ruth's kid. I felt
I
bad.
don't see it like that.
I would rather
Well,
date Chris 100%.
yes, I feel the same way.
I mean, I know that Albie is handsome, but if I had to go on a date with someone, I would 100% choose Chris.
I don't think Albie's that handsome, though. I don't think either one of
He's
them are that
cute.
handsome.
I mean,
But
he's
yeah,
cute, but not
maybe it's
like.
like a personality thing. I don't know. I
Yeah, I
don't
don't think
know.
Albie has one. I think that's the problem.
Oh.
I think
See,
his
I like.
personality is that he's cute, but Chris, I think, has a great personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Chris is an adult now. Of course, he doesn't need our sympathy, but like, I feel bad because he does say it's always a competition with him and Albie.
Interesting.
And that Lauren is me, I wanted to tell you, at any sports event, because what she's doing is looking at the outfits.
Yeah.
Like I am like redesign, like if I'm doing anything for 30 seconds, I'm like redesigning it in my head. And it makes me think about my fantasy football strategy. So I joined a fantasy football league this year with my friend Brian from the Cape and some of his friends. And my strategy, because I haven't watched football since like 1984. It's
Okay.
like Jim McMahon and like the Super Bowl shuffle and all that shit.
Okay.
So, and I don't even really remember the rules. But what I did, my strategy with the draft was I picked people who I either found A, attractive, or B, had a very interesting name, and
Okay.
sometimes both.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, I'm like halfway, like I'm like number fourth in the league. So there is some method to the madness, but I think about that because, and then when I saw that Lauren kind of thinks of it the same way, like, I picked my defense based on, who I thought had the coolest uniforms, and they're the Bengals. So if I'm going to root for a defense, I want to be able to wear like a t-shirt, and those are some great colors.
Oh, that's so
So
funny.
yeah, so I'm basically like a 22-year-old girl or 21-year-old
What do
girl.
the Bengals wear? They wear like orange?
They're black, and so when they're away, they
Yeah.
are black with the orange like
Yeah.
stripes, tiger stripes.
Yeah.
And when they are home, they wear white
White,
with the
yeah,
orange.
with the orange.
Yeah. And their quarterback, who's also coincidentally the quarterback on my fantasy team, is Joe Burrow. He's very cute.
Oh.
Yeah, he's super handsome. So I picked him. It's been working
That
out.
is funny. Well, I thought it was funny that they were critiquing like the men's bodies, and they were
Yeah.
talking about the arms and the face, and I was what they missed, because this is what I look at men. I love legs, right? And I want to see like if they get like these
Oh.
big fucking muscular legs, and
Oh,
like a
okay.
juicy ass. I'm not really caring too much about the top. See, I think it's really easy for men to build up like their biceps and triceps and their chest, but legs are like
Oh.
where the work is at. And at any rate,
Hot take from Michelle.
yes. Oh yeah, those like
Okay.
you know like those guys like the guys from New Zealand, the Blacks who play their team. They call them the Blacks, but they're like the rugby team.
Yeah.
And they come out and they do like that crazy fucking dance.
Oh, the
All I see,
haka.
yeah,
That,
all I
yeah, when
see is like from the waist down as I see like their legs. I see like the tree trunk
oh,
legs.
because they're
Yeah.
squatting and they're all
Yeah. And I'm
flexed.
just
They're
like,
like,
oh, that looks so good. Yeah. Let's get a back view now. Okay.
yeah, the haka, is it the haka? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't know. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
love that when they're like, ah, oh, they make the faces and they're
Yeah.
like trying to be. That's very cool. Yeah, is it a Maori thing?
Yes. It's a Maori thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, who knew,
Yeah.
Michelle? I didn't know you were a leg girl.
Yep, yeah, just bend over. I'll tell you how you're
Yep.
doing. Yeah. It's okay if you got a little bit of a gut, that's fine. I just want to know.
So I don't know what's
I
going
don't
on down
know. Just
below.
I just want to know if you've got like, some thighs and some,
She wants to know what you're twerking with, really.
Yeah, a little juicy ass there. Yep, that's
That's
fine.
yep.
That's fine. Do your pants fit
Now,
funny? That's great. Yeah.
I honest to God, Michelle, I'm now gonna start like checking Brian these parts of Brian out the next time I see him. I'm gonna
Well,
be like,
he was a cyclist, and so
that's what I was just thinking. I was like, Michelle likes
he
his
had like
thighs.
big legs and like a big butt, and then he had like this little tiny shoulders, like this not tiny, but like it
Yeah.
proportionately they're a lot smaller on the top. So
So cute. So cute. We love Brian. Hopefully he listens. He's the fourth person that listens to us.
he listens when all his other podcasts are done. When he's like at
He's
the
like, yeah, I just got through Serial. I listened to S Town for the eighth time. And then I was like, fuck it. Maybe I'll get into some pure cringe.
Yeah. After Bill
Fucking
Burr's
Brian.
gotten them all worked up, he goes to.
Fucking Brian. Oh, I love Bill Burr. So then we go to Dina at the Chateau. I'm telling you, I hope the Chateau is getting like a subsidy from this because a
Every time I hear
percentage of this.
Chateau, I keep thinking it's the Italian restaurant, the
Oh, I
Chateau. I'm
keep
like,
wanting
food?
toasted raviolis. Me too.
Yes.
The Chateau is a like a little. I mean, it is a chain, isn't it? Here, there's multiple ones in Massachusetts,
Well, the
and they
original
do the
one was
best
in
toasteds.
Waltham, right? I
Yeah,
think. Yeah.
the one near me, there's the one in Andover, and then there's one someplace else. But yeah, they
Burlington
do.
or Reuben, yeah.
Yeah, those toasted raviolis are from Jesus. So Lexi is there. This scene is another one that should have been thrown away, but
Yeah.
unfortunately, we had to watch it, which is Lexi getting her hair done, getting highlights and a cut. I mean, this is like, it's the kind of stuff that makes you want to, scratch your eyes out. Lexi wants bangs. Dina says she's having a hard time with seeing Lexi grow up. And then they joke about Dina getting implants for Lexi, which is so cringe. And then we have the Lexi scene where she is in her confessional.
She's so cringy with
And
these
everything
things.
she says makes me want to grab my belly and then like rock back and forth. Right. So she says things like,
In pain, like
yes, like I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. Like she says things like, I'm a grown woman.
oh
My mom wants me to stay a little girl as long as possible. And then Lexi says, everything is maturing and she's not used to that. I'm mature and I'm glamorous. And then Dina says, the boyfriend thing for Lexi isn't happening for a long while. And then Lexi says, she thinks she wants me to be a lesbian. This whole scene was just so.
Yeah, it was.
And maybe it's because I can't relate to it, but is it the same with boys? Like, do you feel the same way about watching them grow up where you're like, no, don't grow up, stay. Is that just a normal part of it?
Yeah, it's also that once you start getting into like, developing your sexuality, whether it's like you like the opposite sex or the same sex, it's they're like on another level altogether. You know what I mean? And it's just part, it's their experience, and it's not really for me to share. You know what I mean? I also don't want to know like what they're doing in terms of that. So and it's this whole, I know what I was like as a teenager. So
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I like the way that it's one of those things where I feel like you're supporting it, but you don't feel like you have to get so involved that you're like lamenting the fact that they're growing up.
And I also remember like, Brian and I were like in our 20s when we met, and I know what men are like. I know what the fuck is on their mind. I have no idea how they get other things done, but
Bless them.
I just think to myself, I'm just like, can you guys just please do your work, be good students, do your like extra, you know what I mean? Do you swim team? Do you tap? Please,
Yeah.
just, you know what I mean?
Do whatever you want.
Just keep it on the straight and narrow. All that other stuff is, you know, it's on the side kind of thing. So I think that's part of the big fear. You know, you're gonna get knocked up if you're a girl.
You're gonna knock someone up if you're a boy. Yeah, no, that makes sense that there is a certain level of like trepidation, we'll call it, as they approach their teenage years.
Yep.
God bless you guys. God bless parents. I don't know how you guys do it. That's why you get those special days once a year where men get ties and women get someone to cook breakfast for them.
Oh, please.
So this
Or like
next scene,
breakfast that comes to me at like noon, and I'm like,
and it's burnt.
and you still want me in bed? You still
You're
want
like,
me to
am I
relax
supposed?
in
You're
bed?
like, am I supposed to go back up there now?
The
Or okay,
problem is though, like I need like a coffee. You know what I mean? I'm
you're
having
like,
withdrawals now.
that's what people they should just bring you coffee in bed. And you'd be thrilled. So now we come to this, the penultimate scene, and this actually sounds fun to me. I don't know if you're going to feel the same, but when they approach this place, so it's Dina, it is Teresa and Caroline and Lauren, we see first walk into, it's called a Town and Country Apothecary. And this looks like Osco Drug from 1970s a little bit, right? I mean, no, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like, it felt like when I saw it from the outside, I was like, are they walking into like the set of Jaws? What the fuck is this? What the absolute fuck is it? Did you see, feel the same, or am I just being a total cunt?
I did. I well, I well, again, I don't know that anybody has any taste in all this, you know, or
It's weird, but when you go inside, it looks kind of cute. Dina apparently sets up a spa night and shopping event. Apparently, they do these at that place. We see Jacqueline and Danielle arrive together. I'm surprised, by the way, that they were invited.
yeah, I was too.
Oh, it may be Jacqueline, but Danielle, I'm surprised. So this also has to be relatively early.
Early on, yeah.
I wish they would on in things like this, I wish they would put the date, like
Yeah,
May.
yeah.
Like even just the month so that we could get an idea. Cause I think that there was a moment where I was like, huh. Now, this does look fun to me, this shopping event, because they've got jewelry, they've got makeup, they've got people doing stuff on you.
Yes.
What would you think? Like, so if you brought me to this, I would be so happy. If I brought you to this, how would you be? How would you feel? Would you be pissed? It's not your jam.
Yeah, it's not really my jam. It's not my thing. I
To me,
don't
this is
know.
a smaller version of a ladybug dinner.
Oh yeah, I'm just yeah. I'm not into those like group beauty things.
Yeah, like I can imagine you just being like walking around, maybe buying a couple of things, like not really wanting to like get involved with like the touching and the feeling and the, oh, and she put diamonds on my asshole and you know.
Yeah, I don't want you doing my makeup because then I have to fucking sit there and say, oh, I like it, I don't like it, I have to, you know, and like you're looking at
Oh, puts
me,
pressure on you.
I have to fucking look at myself in the mirror now. I mean, you know, what I do love is I love like a spa where like, you know, like the Mandarin or like at Encore, they have a really nice system where you relax in some room and then everybody get, you know, you go get your service and then you come back, relax some more. You go to the steam room, you go to the jacuzzi, that sort of stuff I love.
Oh, okay.
But this like, you know, kind of like beauty thing is, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll go on my own.
Yeah,
I'll pick
sorry.
up some stuff for you. It's no problem. I'll pick up whatever you need. I'll take pictures of Caroline learning how to draw her eyebrows, which I thought was interesting. At like nearly 50 years old, she doesn't know how to do her eyebrows.
I know, but she looks good with them,
No,
right?
she
With the
looks
right
fabulous.
color and everything. Yeah.
And that guy was really great.
Yes, he was.
And then, you know, this is cute, Michelle. I'm curious about what you think about this. Talk turns to Lauren and her choice of career.
Yes.
And then we see Lauren again, like literally, I don't know, should I go for hair
Should
or
I go
should I
for
just do
makeup?
makeup?
Yeah.
So I think she's still very like confuzzled about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me think that the whole stay-at-home mom thing is almost a direct response
Yeah.
to not knowing specifically what she wants to do next.
Yeah. The other thing too is, I mean, it says that like, you know, everybody's always asking Lauren like to do their hair and makeup and stuff, but I think
Yep.
when you're suddenly getting paid for it, because I always like really wonder about like hairdressers, like how much shit do they go through with, like, they didn't live up to someone's expectations.
Oh my
There's a lot
gosh,
of that, like,
imagine. Yeah.
tempering.
Yeah.
So I just, maybe she's sort of thinking that way too.
Yeah, I mean it must be very difficult. I think you're right. It's a service industry, but it's like next level service, right? It's so personal. And especially with a hairdresser, if you're cutting someone's hair, you can't fix it, right? It's different if you're a makeup artist. If you don't like how I've done your makeup, we can wipe it off and start again.
Yeah, and you can explain, hey, this is what we can and cannot do. Here's the realities of a kind of
Yeah.
thing. But with hair, and of course, like, having had curly hair, and like only in the past like 20 years have there really been good products and like good haircuts for curly
Yeah.
hair. Prior to that, I was,
On your own.
on my own. Like, maybe you can cut my hair, maybe you can't. Probably you're not going to do a good
Fuck
job.
it, we'll give it a shot. It's a crapshoot.
And you know what? I'm just going to stop crying about it. Eventually I was just like, okay, that's my lot in life. But yeah, so.
I never even realized that. Yeah, it's a crapshoot, right? And yeah, spoiler alert, Michelle, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but Lauren does become a makeup artist. And she owns, I think it is closed now, but it was like a combination of like a cafe and a makeup place, and she called it Cafes.
I'm not so
And
sure.
so my cousin Nancy and I used to call it Cafache.
Cafache.
That's so
Cafache.
yeah, the next road trip we take, we'll have to go and see if we can find it. I don't think it's still in existence,
Did
but
it close with COVID or something?
maybe. I may not have even lasted that long. I'm not sure. Because I know that Lauren now is a mom and got married, all that stuff. But
Who did she marry? Did she end up marrying like the friend of that's cute, yeah.
Yeah, he's cute.
Like her
He's cute.
brother's friend, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was a cutie.
Vinny something? Was it Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny Bag of Donuts. Now I want donuts. See, that's a problem. So let's go to this last scene. And this, honestly, I would have loved to have seen more of this.
So I didn't I missed something. Were there pieces I didn't I this is
So
something I'm not putting
yeah,
together.
you let me know if I so it's a section of the reunion where we are seeing the behind the scenes in between filming, where the girls are being touched up. The person who is touching up Danielle is the guy that she was talking to in
In
her
her
house.
kitchen. Yeah.
Yes, her best
Okay.
friend. So he is like adjusting her. And while he's doing it, he's saying shit to Teresa. He's saying snarky shit to her. Like he literally says, well, first, actually, there's a scene where they're just redoing her, and then they come back and then they ask Teresa about why she carries so much cash. And she fumbles that basically. She's like, humana, humana, humana. Of course, we've been affected by the recession. Humana, 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 pay no attention. And then that's when he comes back out. I can't remember what his name is. Billy, Jimmy, Danny, something.
Maybe Billy, yeah.
Something like that. Comes out, is doing Danielle's hair, and then says to Teresa, you see how stupid you sound on TV? Do you hear yourself? And
I,
so
how did I
that's,
miss that? I get, I
I
don't, I
have it
didn't
on
see it.
thingies.
I didn't see it in the captions.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I have it on thingies.
I totally didn't
So
see that.
that's when he's doing that. And that's when she says, get away from me, you're disgusting. And so there's like a little kerfuffle there. And while it's all happening, Danielle is like, and like I said last episode, and I think the one before, the drugs that she is
Yeah,
on,
she's just like,
because
huh?
she is fucking, there's no expression on her face while this is happening.
No.
Nothing. And so once it's over, they sit back down again, and all the girls try to appeal to Danielle to get him to stop because apparently he's been doing it the whole day. He's been giving Teresa shit all day. And so that's when she says, Teresa kind of like loses her mind.
Yeah, she's like, you're
And that's,
disgusting.
yeah, get away from me. And then literally Andy is saying to both the guy and to Teresa to cut it out for both of them to stop. And then that's when someone mentions earplugs, and for some reason, Jacqueline has them in her fucking bra. What? What? What?
Just
What?
like Michael Jackson and the Jackson Five, like would pull those out of his afro, like right in the
No,
cartoon. Like
it's like Captain
it's
Caveman.
just like whoop.
It's literally Captain Caveman. What the fuck? So she had earplugs, apparently, like you do. You carry them in your titties. And she pulls them out of her dress and puts them in. And so the scene ends with like, and Michelle again, you know, I hate, like, literally, if you had a dime for every time Caroline shows how controlling she is, you know, you'd be able to buy 12,000 Ford Focuses. And because literally she is trying to control Teresa and control the narrative, and is like, smile, smile, give us a big smile.
I was just like, stop, 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 stop. You just got to give up, right? Yeah. I'm not so sure that I could like be out and about like with someone like Caroline, because I would just be like, shut the fuck up. Stop, stop. Things are just unfolding. They're happening. Is
Yeah,
it like
and
a nervous thing?
I think it's a, I think it is. I think it's an anxiety thing about not knowing what's going to happen and things happening to you.
See, and I am kind of okay with letting people fucking train wreck and just kind of seeing what happens. Like, I'm
Samesies,
just like,
yeah.
I might be getting a show. Okay.
And also, you know, it's weird because Caroline is so invested in Teresa.
Yes, she
Like, it's
really
like she
is.
feels like she's the mom to that entire group,
Yeah.
and is there to like baby them and protect them against Danielle, who is honestly like a deer in headlights for this entire thing. So that was just a brief scene, but I thought that was interesting to kind of see that stuff that was going on behind the scenes, which maybe
Yeah.
played into some of the stuff we saw. So that is how that episode ends. So let's move on to our categories, my friend. So, let's start with Cringe Mountain. Do you have a vote for Cringe Mountain?
Lexi. Like, I'm grown up, I'm sexy. I'm like, whatever the f I just does she think she's funny? She sounds like she
I
needs
had
some
the same
special ed.
thing.
Really? Yeah. It's awful.
I don't know if you can see. She's
Lexi.
just obnoxious. I just can't stand it. As soon as she starts to say those things, I'm like, my mother would have literally pulled me away by my hair. I just, oh, it was just so gross. How about Fashion Disaster? What for you was.
Okay, this is really weird. I really hate when people wear like fucking flip-flops or open-toe shoes to the hairdresser. I don't know why. It's just like you're sitting in the robe and you got your fucking like feet hanging out. And it was like, I think Lexi and Dina like showed up in like their flip-flops to the hairdresser. I don't know why that irritates me. Because you're
No, I
sitting
feel
in a
you.
chair, your feet are kind of up, and for I don't know.
The idea of my bare feet being touched by someone else's hair, even my own hair.
Yeah, I
Ugh, I
guess
don't
that,
like the
yeah,
idea.
right? It's like, what kind of, what are you shuffling through there? I don't
That's a
know.
hard pass for me. It's a hard pass.
What was yours?
For me, it was, you know, Jacqueline at the park. Like, I didn't like her sunglasses. I thought they were like eating her face. And I didn't like her that bag. I know it was in style, but that was just next. And I don't like the mixing of the colors. I don't like she was wearing all brown and then she brings this massive silver bag.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I understand that's a look now. We mix metals. Understood. Don't come at me. However, it's just not my jam. And so who won the episode for you?
That's hard. That's a really hard one. But I have to say Caroline, because she just keeps controlling it. It's like she's
Yeah.
relentless.
She is. She's like the Kraken. When she's been released, you know, she doesn't go back until she's just taking control of everything. Everything. Well, for me, it was actually, you know, us and our listeners. I think, you know, I think this episode was a good one for us. I think it also signals the end of this rewatch series that we did. We made it through. We came, we saw, we cringed.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And hopefully everyone cringed around us. But yeah, I think I feel like this episode was good for us because it did give us like that third, like that, you know, that 3 degree or third, why am I saying the 3D, excuse me, view of these people. And even though some of it was boring, it was like, I think it was good to see. Like, I wouldn't watch another scene for 5 minutes of Jacqueline and her family, but it's nice to see their relationship. I never ever want to speak again about Dina's cat. And hopefully we won't ever have any reason
Grandma
to.
Wrinkles.
Hopefully we won't ever have any reason to.
Look, I have to say, Jacqueline, her little kid was like rolling the meatballs. My kids won't fucking touch meatballs. They're like, you roll them, we watch. Like
I grew up, my mom made them every Sunday. I would wake up to the smell of them being fried.
Yeah.
And I was never a thing where anybody would have asked me to make anything. And it was one of those things that when I saw that, you know what my first thought was?
What?
It's because she's not Italian. If you're a real Italian, you don't ask your boys to do it, number one. Ashley would
It's
be doing
cute.
it.
I think he's,
Ashley would be
but I
doing it.
think it's cute that he wanted to help because he likes to make them for his meatballs. So he was self-serving.
Yeah.
He makes his own little meatball
You would
soup.
be discouraged probably in a in an Italian home maybe 20 years ago. You'd be discouraged to have a boy do that, which
You
is
know,
not cute.
what was interesting is
Everyone should be able to equal opportunity meatballers.
no, you're right. You're right. There's at some point, and I think I'm jumping ahead to like another season, but I think Chris says about Ashley, because she's like increasingly becoming a pain in the ass, right? And who the fuck
Yeah.
knows where she's at now, but he just says to her, he just says, you don't have like the right, like you don't have like your priorities straight. Like,
Yes.
oh my God, that is so like my parents, like that. But you know, it's true. It's like, you know, this is where you are in your life. What are your priorities? Her priorities really should have been rolling the meatballs.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I think we talked about this before. I think she had a different upbringing than CJ because her
Yeah.
mom was a single mom at the time and probably was not at home as much with her, the way that she's able to kind of bond with CJ, which is so sweet. And yeah, I mean, it's been fun to see all of these families, some of the people that make us, that make us laugh and cry. Like I said, a lot of them make us cringe, when we're looking at you, Lexi and Ashley, and sometimes Gia. But this was really fun. I'm so glad we did this. I'm looking forward to our next rewatch series. I don't want to spill the beans on what that is yet. You guys are just going to have to stay tuned. If you have any suggestions for us, we would love to hear them. Go visit us over at Instagram. We are Pure Cringe Podcast over there. We'd love to hear your thoughts on books you think we should cover and also a rewatch series you think we should do. We are looking forward to getting that started for next season. But we will be back in a few episodes with another book review and are looking forward to rounding out the year with some fun stuff for you. We have some surprises, so stay tuned. And before we let you go, we do always want to say be kind to each other, right, Michelle?
Yeah, don't be a cunt. Just
Yeah,
forget about
definitely.
that. Yep.
Yeah, leave the cunting to the professionals.
Leave it to Danielle, really.
Leave it to Danielle. She's got you.
She's my
Bye,
favorite cunt.
guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.